Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh.
Welcome back to Mind Food Radio. Well, washing and drying clothes is definitely not my favourite pastime, and I will admit that I often turn to my local dry cleaners for those tricky, expensive or delicate items. And you'd never dream of putting those woolen or delicate items in the dryer. But now you can, thanks to smart and innovative technology from Panasonic's design and development team. Well, we wanted to find out more about this, so we've got Anthony Whiteman, Panasonic New Zealand Divisional Manager in Home Appliances, on the show today to tell us a little bit more. Welcome, Anthony.
Hi. Thank you very much for letting me have a talk to you.
Not a problem. Well, we've talked about eco-credentials for Panasonic's leading-edge technology. Can you tell me a little bit more about this and how the industry has changed over the last decade?
Well, I guess eco-technology really is about a customer not just focusing on, the cosmetics of an appliance and how it looks, but also how the performance is going to affect their power bill, their water bill, all those things that have an impact on their wallet. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, what Eco does, or Eco Navi, which we've put into our products, is it gives us the ability to help that customer, save money on those core essentials that affect their home.
Brilliant. And so we've discussed what they're looking for at the moment, but what are consumers of tomorrow wanting? So how do you see technology developing over the next decade?
Oh, I think, technology will continue to move forward, and I think eventually what you'll see is the ability of a customer to, decide when they want to use a product, and they can take advantage of things like cheap power rates, maybe in the early hours of the morning. There'll be networking abilities between appliances, and also the ability for a customer to, take full control of when and how and the final result of what the appliance has been used for.
Great. So that means that my socks won't go missing anymore when I put a load into the washing or the dryer.
Well, what we've done is we've introduced a heat pump dryer, and that, from a technology point of view, is a real leap forward. Instead of using a normal element to produce heat and dry your clothes, we're using a refrigeration system that's actually part of the dryer.
Wow.
A lot of people would probably know about heat pump technology being used to heat your home, heat your bedroom, your lounge. About 2 or 3 years ago, heat pump technology was actually introduced into a dryer. And what it did mean is that we've got a real great ability to be able to control that temperature that the dryers are using for drying things like your socks and other delicates. And temperature can be adjusted down to about 43 degrees and up as maybe 65 degrees. So you've got a real range of temperatures, and it means that you get ultimate control again over your drying.
Sounds great. And you're talking to us about the Panasonic NH-P70 heat pump dryer. How does that machine level up against its competitors?
Oh, I think I guess what you've got to do is you've got to go back and look at the dryer market as a whole. And at the moment, you can buy a dryer which is probably relatively cheap on the market. But if you have a look at the Energy Star rating that's on the front of the dryer, you'll see it probably operates at either a half a star or one star, which means it's quite expensive to operate. And then, as I said, about 2 or 3 years ago, you saw the introduction of the first heat pump dryers, and the Panasonic heat pump dryers got an energy rating of 6. And I think we've worked out that the payback period just in your, the way that you can conserve energy in your home would be probably 3 or 4 years. And then from that point onwards, you're really starting to save some money in the household.
That's great. That's what people really want to hear. Panasonic is not a new brand globally, but it is new in terms of New Zealand. How have the last 4 years gone with the brand being in New Zealand? And do you feel that the market is well catered for?
Well, actually, Panasonic as a brand in New Zealand has been around probably the last 30 or 40 years. But we're really well known for TV and audio products and maybe some air conditioning and microwaves. But in terms of getting into the whiteware market, we introduced whiteware two or three years ago, and we've just gone from strength to strength. And some of that is the history that we've had in other parts of the world, in markets like Japan, Singapore, Malaysia, and even to parts of Europe. We're very popular in that whiteware and home appliance market. And yet we haven't had the opportunity up until just very recently to introduce those products into New Zealand. And we've taken full advantage of that and, as I say, gone from strength to strength.
That's great. Okay, Anthony, well, we've talked about what's available on the market now, but what other exciting developments will we be seeing coming out of Panasonic in the future?
Oh, look, going forward, there are a couple of developments, particularly in the whiteware area, that we think are going to perhaps change the market and really help Panasonic move forward. In the washing machine and dryer area, we're going to be introducing the steam function. And I have actually seen the results, and what this is able to do is really prevent a lot of creasing, particularly in business shirts and delicates that would normally come out of a dry, you've got to run an iron over.
Oh, so less ironing. Fantastic.
Oh, well, I'm hoping so, because I have to
do
the ironing
at home.
So could be great for me. And as well as that, again, the focus will continually shift to energy efficiency. So more inverter refrigeration products will be eventually put onto the market. And we've got some built-in cooking appliances that we're hoping in the near future to be able to introduce. And again, the main focus there is energy efficiency and some great cosmetic-looking products.
Wow, well, that sounds fantastic. Well, thank you, Anthony, for taking the time to speak to us today. Anthony Whiteman from Panasonic New Zealand Division Manager. Thank you, Anthony, for joining us today. That was Anthony Whiteman from Panasonic New Zealand talking to us about their latest range of home appliances. For more information, visit mindfood.com.
Mindfood Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh.